3, 2.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z, and I bring you live music every week in White Plains. I'm so pleased. Part 2 of Tracking the Track. My friends in the group Track. On bass, standing in the middle, Rich Kelly. I don't know if that makes you the quasi-leader or the front man, I'm not sure. Chris Burke on keyboards and vocals and songwriting. Matt, I know it's Matt, I don't know your last name.
Norris.
Norris?
Norris, like Chuck Norris.
Oh, Matt Norris on the drums, still on probation. Okay, and we got Drew on the guitar. What's your last name, Drew?
Bordeaux,
that's right. Awesome. So we had a great first set, lots of excitement. I'm really pleased about the handheld camera we have tonight. So as we...
MTV shots where you hold it like sideways, going for crazy things.
Chris is thinking Jell-O shots, not MTV shots. But anyway.
It's for supporting girls.
And women, sorry. I've always had, and women, okay. So, I know how you two met because you were integral parts of the Jeff Hartwell band. Now you're in the Track. But how did you hook up with Drew and Matt?
Well, there's an incredible jam scene here in Westchester, and one of the oldest jams was the Tap House Jam, which Gary Schwartz ran, and I eventually became a house bass player in that jam when it was at O'Malley's in Mount Kisco, and that's where I met Drew, who was running an open mic there at the same place, playing his acoustic, and he came in with his dad, the amazing Vernon Bordeaux, and tore up some blues, and I was impressed, and I hadn't even heard him play fiddle yet. And then I told Chris about him, and I was like, there it was. And then I think we met Matt through his brother. His brother came out and played keys at one of our jams, and then eventually we met Matt, who has two amazing brothers, a brother who's a great bass player and a brother who's a great keyboard player as well.
So he doesn't need you.
Yeah, he doesn't really need us.
And as we said last show, this is a band of three bass players and drums, because you guys all play the bass.
I think that bass players make just the best musicians in general. So I really, it was kind of a prerequisite, you know, for someone to be in a band with me. I was like, well, you guys have to be good bass players first.
Now you guys are the house band Thursday night at the Rock Showcase at Lucy's in Pleasantville. So, can any individual just come in and sit in with the house band, or do you have to bring your own band?
You can really do whatever you want. You can just come with a tambourine. But if you come with the band, if you give us a call, you know, ahead of time, let us know on one of our various internet contact situations. We can get your band up there showcased, or let us know a week in advance. Then we try and give you, you know, 4 or 5 songs to really do your thing. Or if you come with your band, we'll get you up. It might take a little longer, but everybody gets up. If you come with a friend you play with, or just by yourself, if you sing, you play an instrument, we get everybody up and we make little groups and people talk with each other and find out what they know in common. It works. It works well.
So it's www.trackingthetrack.com.
Just track the track. Track the track.
So I got it completely wrong. Okay.
Close.
Right. Trackthetrack.net. But you know what? It's flashing underneath me, so it doesn't really matter. So, and you're on Facebook.
Yep, you can find us on Facebook. We have a MySpace too. MySpace.com/trackthetrack. You really believe in tracking.
Yeah, that's all Chris is doing, the tracking.
The track was already taken.
Track the track. Cool. So what are you going to play for us today?
We're going to start with an old favorite. Old to us, anyway.
Old to them.
It's a song by this guy.
It's called Brother.
Okay, I'm going to step off.
Just a second.
That's a joke, Rich.
That's a joke.
No.
Heard none of us.
Heard the next one?
All right.
Heard not a whisper.
Not a whisper.
To the audience. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This next song is written by Sir Drew Bordeaux. I have to say, it's very nice being in a band where there's lots of songwriters and arrangers. You know, it's like, I mean, the cliche, many brains are better than one.
bar.
He's got to go to our gigs and do that.
So less was heard, not a whisper. And that was Roger D.
I can only talk if I come out there.
Student called Pavement that was, as far as songs in the band are, this is one's pretty new.
This is a Rich Kelly original.
Rich! We love Rich!
That's what they all say.
She's been holding on tight to the rain. He's been holding his cup in the rain. His pupils like a black hole, blind to this tobacco. But she buried his heart in the grave. Holding on tight to the rain.
Mellow Pop song. That was awesome. And you know what? I thought I was like 15 years old again listening to Deep Purple. You guys remember that song, Hush?
Oh, yeah.
I love that organ sound. Yeah. Not everything sounded great. I want to give a shout out to Scott, Keith, and Kim, who have done magic tonight. They really worked hard. We've managed to make gold out of lead in terms of the equipment. So this was awesome. Bright future for you guys. I know, did we talk about where you're playing in August on this show yet? And if we did, say it again.
Yeah, we're going to be at 12 Grapes on August 7th, and August 21st we'll be at Lucy's Lounge. Those are on Friday nights, and every Thursday night you can catch us on Wheeler and Bedford Road in Pleasantville at Lucy's Lounge doing the rock showcase and jam. We should also be at a couple places in the area. Just check out trackthetrack.net or find us on MySpace at myspace.com/trackthetrack or on Facebook as well, which is where we... That's mostly our stopping grounds.
Now, Facebook, do they have to look you guys up individually, or is there a track?
If you go to trackthetrack.net, we'll have a link right on our homepage to take you to our Facebook.
Yeah. Or just look up Chris Burke, and or sexy piano player.
Ladies!
Chris Burke will actually get you the kid that played Corky Thatcher on Life Goes On.
He's got a That's band. Right, and Rich Kelly will get you the director of Donnie Darko.
Chris Burke and the Johns. He's just mad. Okay. Three guys named John.
That's great.
It's not bad.
And Matt Norris will get you Missing in Action, Part 3.
Part 27. But now, why don't you promote your Gary? You're still working with Gary Schwartz, still doing.
Absolutely, things? Absolutely. We have our rock and roll jam, but you know, I also still play in blues jams myself. One at 353 in Bedford Hills every Wednesday night with Gary Schwartz and Marty Schechter, the two most legit blues guys in Westchester, as far as I'm concerned. You know, where a lot of us met at the Tuesday Jam in Pleasantville at MacArthur's with the Jeff Hartwell Band.
So you guys basically make your living playing jams now.
I'm probably the culprit on that more than anyone else.
Okay, my question to you. Did the jams ever spiritually bring you down? Or are you always pumped up to do them for
Don't lie.
The camera knows what you're
lying.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. You know, you gotta be there for the right reason.
And what is that?
Because you care about music and you want, you know, you have to understand that not everyone there is a professional and you gotta support what they're trying to do and the fact that they are there to support you as well. You know, and I mean, and also just to tell everyone, Drew and Chris also do solo gigs, and I do solo gigs, so we're playing as much as we can, all of us. And Matt's everywhere.
I'll be at the Peace Bill Brewery Hangout.
And Matt's at the bar.
Now, are you doing any kung fu demonstrations these days?
Do one now. You can do it on me, I don't care. Show me your roundhouse.
Last time I spoke to you in depth, you were off to France or something, right?
Yes. Took a little hiatus from that. I actually got injured, unfortunately. But
how bizarre.
But I still... yeah, right.
Oh, you should fight Matt. He does that stuff.
But still around. If you look up Rich Kelly online, you'll find stuff about Ili Chuan, the art that I do.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out of your busy schedule to appear on Working Musicians. It was this is great. I just invite people I want to hear down here, then I don't have to go out to
club. It's being covered.
I don't have to.
Yeah, Drew got his vacation short, too.
Cool.
It's good to be playing, though. I like this.
Well, yeah. I can't wait to get you guys back in another 6 months and another year when you're that much more tight and new songs and everything, because the difference between the first time and this is astounding.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to you.
It wasn't even really a band. It was just me and Chris with a couple of songs, and now we actually have a band, you know, a great guitar player and a violinist.
Well, I wish you guys the best of luck.
Brilliant drummer, as I said.
I love the suntan on your head. I know the cameras
are
getting
it. Playing baseball with the hat on backwards.
Awesome. So I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, Roger.
Yeah. All right.
I'm starving!